The Gemara Masechta Chulin Daf Tes Min Aleph on the bottom of the Amid teaches us Ella, the following question was asked. Notlon, if an animal took the insides of a slaughtered animal, of a geshachten animal, v'chzirin kishin nekuvim, and when he returns them, we find holes in the mi'ayim. Mahu, may we eat from that meat? And the Gemara explains its question. Mi'chashin, need we be concerned, shemba mokim nekav nokav, that maybe in a place where there was a hole previously, which would make the animal into a trefa, that's the exact spot where this animal took a bite, and therefore the animal is really a non-kosher trefa animal, Eloi, we need not be concerned. Amalei, to which Rav Huna responded, Ein choshishin shema b'mokam nekav nokav. We need not be concerned that a hole was made specifically in the spot where there was a hole previously. We could rely on the chazaka that this animal did not have a hole, and therefore the animal may be eaten. Eisvei asked the Gemara on this psak. The Brisa says, Rot sipa amenakabeteno. Somebody saw a bird biting into a fig. Or achbar amenakabeteichim, or a mouse biting into a watermelon. Choshishin, we need to be concerned. Shemba b'mokim nekav, nokav. Maybe in a place where there's a hole previously, this bird, this mouse bit, and a fruit, a food that was bitten by a snake. Maybe the food was bitten by a snake in this very spot that we think was only bitten by a bird, by a mouse. We don't say that. We don't say that we don't need to be concerned about that. We are concerned here. Shemba mokim nekav nokav. Answers the Gemara, Amalei. So which Rav Huna said to Rav Abba, Mikum adamus isur l'sakanta. Do you want to compare Isser to Sakana? Sakana shani. Sakana is more serious than Isser. And that's what the Gemara concludes with as well on Daf Yoram and Aleph, where the Gemara says that when you have Sofik Mayim, when you have a water that was covered and now you find them uncovered, Asurim, because you need to be concerned that perhaps it was a snake that pushed the cover away and drank from this water and deposited some of its venom in the water. So what do we see? Even though we don't have to have these kinds of concerns by Yisr, what do we see from here? Concludes the Gemara, Shmamina Chamira Sakanti Misura. Sakana is more of a concern than Yisr Shmamina. And the Mefarshim give many different reasons why we have to be more concerned by Sakana than by Yisr. The Chasam Sofer explains that the Torah, as we're learning in these sugyas, actually, the Torah teaches us their halachas of roiv. The Torah teaches us their halachas of chazaka. What is the Torah, says the Chasam Sofer, teaching us with those halachas? What the Torah is teaching us with those halachas is that if the halacha tells us that we can rely on chazaka, if the halacha tells us that we can rely on roiv, that's all we could do. By Sakana, there is no halacha that tells us that we could rely on roiv. There is no halacha that tells us that we could rely on chazaka. And because there is no such halacha that teaches us such a rule, so therefore, we have to be machmer. Another explanation that the Charedim gives, because when we see that the Torah discusses this, the halacha of being careful with anything that's involved our health, the Torah adds a word. The Torah says, "Chamira v'nishmata ma'oid l'nafshei seichem." So the Torah is telling us, "V'nishmata ma'oid." What is the Torah adding with the word ma'oid? What the Torah is trying to teach us with that additional word, ma'od, is that indeed we have to be very careful and not rely on any heterim, and not rely on anything else when it comes to sakana. I saw from the Pelayoyitz a very beautiful pshat. He says, we know there's a famous pasuk in the Torah. The pasuk says that as the people would go out to war, there would be an announcement. The announcement would be, Mio ish hayore v'rach halevav. If there's anyone who is scared, v'rach halevav, faint of heart, yelich v'yoshel lebeso, he shouldn't go to war, pen yomas milchama. And Chazal explained, what does it mean, Mio ish hayore v'rach halevav? Explain, Chazal, hayore v'rach halevav means someone's concerned min haveroish shebiyodai. He's concerned about any averis that he may have. Why do we need to be concerned specifically at that time? You always need to be worried about the averis. So explains the Pelayoyitz. Because when a person is in a situation of sakana, he needs to be particularly concerned. He has to be particularly concerned that he should not be, that the averis should not cause that he should be in danger. Because when a person is in a time of sakana, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel looks at him, if he's worthy of being saved, and he may not be in that madrega. Says the Pelayoyitz. That's pshat, says the Pelayoyitz, in this Gemara of Chamir Sakat Demisura. If somebody eats something on which there's a suffix, if there's a sakana involved, so if he's a Baal Madrega, he need not be concerned. But who's the individual that could say that I am the Baal Madrega that need not be concerned? And therefore, since there's no one that can make that type of a bold statement, the halacha is that he should be careful and stay away from any sakana. From anything that even is a passable sakana. And therefore, as we said at the beginning of the shir, the halacha is that whenever there's a question of sakana, chamir sakanti misura. And the Gemara says that what is the example? Tanan hosam, the Gemara says, sholish mashkim asuri mishum gilui, the three liquids that we need to be concerned that if they were left open, that maybe a snake drank from it, as we explained, and left some venom in them. And what are those three liquids? Mayim, water, yayin, wine, and chalav, milk. Says Tosfos Masechet Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, Divrei Maskil Chada, and the Rashba says this as well, that Bizman Hazeh, where our minig is to be lenient regarding leaving liquids open. Because we don't live in an environment where there are snakes, and therefore this need not be concerned. And that's indeed the psak of the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf, in Yoridea, Simen Kuf Tav Zayin, Sif Aleph. Now that we live amongst in areas where there are no snakes, we need not be concerned. But if you look in the Pesach Tshuva, there in Sifkatan Aleph, he quotes the Shloim Nafshei Yarchik Mizeh, that a person who's a Shloim Nafshei should even Bizman Hazeh not eat, drink from these liquids that were left open. And so too is the Pesachei Tshuva quotes the Gra, who was Makbid on this. I saw for as well that the Chazon Ish was Makbid about not drinking from these liquids that were left open. So I saw that the Darkei Tshuva has a beautiful way of explaining this machlokes hapoiskim, that do you or do you not have to be worried about leftover open liquids bizman hazeh. Says the Darkei Tshuva, Chazal make a gzeira. And when Chazal make a gzeira, They give a reason for the Gzeira. So what is that meant to be, says the Pesachim, says the Darki Tshuva? Does that mean that this is a Gzeira based on a reason? And if the reason for the Gzeira no longer exists, so then the Gzeira falls away. If that's the explanation of a Gzeira, we could well understand why we'd be allowed to drink liquids that are left open bisman hazeh. Because we live in an area where there are no snakes, we don't need to be concerned. But there's another way of understanding that every time Chazal make a Gzeira, yes, the Gemara might tell us a reason for the Gzeira, as the Gemara does here. But that doesn't mean that if the reason for the Gzeira falls away, that the Gzeira falls away. Because there are many, many reasons for every Gzeira of Chazal that are not that were not necessarily revealed to us. And therefore, even though the given reason that is explained in the Gemara doesn't apply Bizman Hazeh, it doesn't change that the Gzeira, once Chazal established such a Gzeira, the Gzeira remains under all circumstances.